Welcome to the ACSS video message, Top 5 Sanctions Development That Everybody Should Know About, from October 2020. My name is Saskia Rietbroek, and I'm the Executive Director of the Association of Certified Sanctions Specialists. We will cover things that happened last month, including some designations, enforcement actions, and regulatory developments. Let the countdown begin. On number 5, we start with an advisory issued by OFAC from US Treasury on the risks associated with, what do you think, maybe a strategic commodity like ballistic missiles or so? No, it's about sanctions risk and artwork. It turns out that the bad guys, namely sanctioned people, use art and the art industry to move dirty money, hide assets and evade sanctions. This was the conclusion of a Senate report earlier this year. They revealed that art intermediaries and auction houses offered sanctioned people an opportunity to buy arts using shell companies. So how is this news relevant for you? An advisory is not a law, it's not a regulation, but it's good to know what it says because it tells you what the government expects companies to do with respect to sanctions compliance. So important to know when you want to stay in compliance. So OFAC says that it's in the art industry, they work with hidden owners, intermediaries, who mask buyers and sellers to buy art. And you may want to look at your exposure among your client portfolio in this sector and consider reclassifying the art industry as higher risk in your sanctions risk assessment and conducting enhanced due diligence on companies like international art houses and art intermediaries. Number 4, now we go to Europe. The European Council imposed further sanctions against Belarus, in this case against high-ranking Belarus officials, including the president, Alexander Lukashenko. The EU said that the elections in Belarus were not free, not fair, and they did not meet international standards, and didn't meet the standards that the European Union has set. So earlier, they already adopted asset freezes and travel bans against other officials, but at that time, they didn't target the president. This time, they did.
A set of countries has listed a new set of names, among them Lukashenko himself, and all members accepted this proposal, understanding that what has happened since the last agreement on the list shows a complete lack of will from Lukashenko's side to engage in negotiations and contacts on anything that could bring a democratic and peaceful solution to the situation in Belarus.
Now, what have other companies did? First of all, Lukashenko and other high-ranking government officials are also listed on the SDN list from OFAC, from the United States. And other examples are Canada and Switzerland. They also targeted several Belarus government officials. So how does this designation of Lukashenko affect your compliance effort? Well, the EU sanctions include a travel ban, an asset freeze, and forbid EU citizens and companies from making funds available to those on the list. Number 3, if you do business with Iran, you risk sanctions from the US. That is what Mike Pompeo, the US Secretary of State, announced on October 20, and that's exactly what happened. The US imposed sanctions on Chinese and Hong Kong shipping companies and other persons for activities related to supporting IRIZL, which stands for the Islamic Republic of Iran Shipping Lines. IRIZL has transported proliferation-sensitive items. In June 2020, sanctions against IRIZL and Shanghai-based subsidiary ESEAL came into effect, and last month the US listed several companies and persons for doing business with them. They're being designated because they sold a large container vessel to this company. But it doesn't stop there. Not only the companies, also the president and the CEO of these companies were listed. So how does this affect you? According to the US government, if you do business with these companies, you are contributing to Iran's nuclear and missile programs. And you will be placed on the list yourself. So those in commercial and maritime industries doing legitimate business with Iran are well advised to use carriers or shipping methods other than IRIZL or ESEAL. We also urge you to take a close look at these advisories that have been issued related to the maritime sector earlier this year by both OFAC and the UK authorities. On number two, the U.S. Treasury OFAC said on October 20 that it fined the conglomerate run by the investor Warren Buffett. The fine was $4.2 million, a hefty one. The violations concerned a subsidiary based in Turkey that knowingly violated OFAC sanctions. So what kind of business got those people in trouble? In this case, the fine related to about $300,000 worth of cutting tools and other equipment that the company's subsidiary in Turkey sold to Turkish distributors. And the Turkish manager knew the shipments, and not one, but 140, were going to delivered not to Turkey, but Iranian buyers. And they hid the fact that these shipments were going to Iran because they were using personal emails instead of corporate emails to stay below the radar, not being detected. And they also used false names. The Iranian managers thought that the sanctions on Iran would ultimately be lifted. And to prepare for this, they started trading with Iran, using falsified invoices and pretending that the shipments were not going to Iran. So lesson here in this fact, the case are not oncoming. Turkish subsidiary did do trade with Iran, and the U.S. headquarters didn't know this. Foreign subsidiaries sometimes simply do not take these violations seriously, even after warnings from U.S. headquarters. But it shows, as it shows in this case, ignoring sanctions can be very damaging and can lead to a multi-million-dollar penalty. And finally, on number one, President Trump announced his plan to formally end Sudan's designation as a state sponsor of terrorism. The East African nation has been listed as such for a long time, since 1993, and Sudan currently has a transitional government after the last president was deposed last year. And this new government has shown willingness to engage with Washington, D.C. It recently paid a multi-million-dollar penalty in restitution to terror victims of a 1993 bombing in Tanzania and Kenya. And therefore, in return, it may soon find its way off the state sponsor of terrorism list. Sudan is one of the only four nations designated as such. The other ones you may know, Iran, North Korea, and Syria. Countries on this list face a series of hefty restrictions, including a ban on defense exports, sales, and restrictions on UN foreign assistance. So let's put this news in perspective. Previously, in 2017, OFAC had lifted comprehensive sanctions against Sudan. And on the other hand, the United Nations, Canada, and the EU still have sanctions in place against Sudan. So how does this news about Sudan apply to you and your compliance effort? Well, short answer this time, get ready to update your sanctions risk assessment, in particularly the sanctions country list. Thank you.